And I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but Erica Kirk recently came out and she was like, I'm building, so I cannot be distracted. I don't have the time to be distracted by all of your comments and all of your, you know, insults and all of your ideas, all of your conspiracy theories. I think that was really a great point. Like, I mean, one now is the Jews. You're like, nope, I am busy building. And as a matter of fact, we celebrate every year the birth of one magnificent Jew. So, you know, you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna keep building, and you have fun with that over there. And the funny thing is that, guys, if everyone just stopped paying attention to these people, they would have no ground.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Feminine Glory Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Lydia Edmonds, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and sister, Esther Edmonds.
Hello everyone.
And we have a fun episode today, so let's jump into it.
So first things first, we have an announcement. Another announcement. The Keeping the Citadel magazine winter issue for 2025 just came out. We received it. Well, it's been out for a while, but we just received them from their shipment, and we are very excited. Yes, Heather did a great job. And this time, we got to do it alongside our mother. So now Charity Edmonds has an article within this. And I think we're split, because the last time we were together writing an article, we are doing a split article. So this is the one that we talked about earlier. You wrote on single women.
Yes.
And I wrote on education. And so, yeah. And then our mom wrote on marriage.
Yes. So the different seasons of marriage.
Yep. Get your digital copy today. And yeah, it's very beautiful. And Misty Winkler also contributed. And there's a lot of fun stuff in here. And recipes. And
it's great.
All the fun. Yeah. So get your copy today.
Yep, yep.
Digital copy.
And sign up for a subscription so that way you can get the physical copy
when those start coming out. Yeah, because the spring issue in 2026, that'll be fun.
Yep, which we already got our titles ready, so we will be writing on those. Currently, well, we're working on them right now, so that's what we're doing.
What else are you doing?
You should say something, because you should say what you're doing first.
I should, okay. Yeah. The chickens are still alive. They're here. They're alive. They're doing great. They handled the coldest day we've had thus far yet splendidly. So that's good. That's always like a fun time when you winterize their coops. Because we have the chicken tractors, you know. You know that. The crowd. We have chicken tractors, as probably we mentioned in one of the Get to Know Us episodes. So they're built for summer, because that's our worst season. But then of course, if they're built for summer, you have to winterize them. So, that's fun. And normally I do, cardboard. So cardboard and then like pine shavings. But in the beginning, when it starts to get cold, I'll just do cardboard. And I've never had a problem until this year. And this year they started eating the cardboard.
It is really weird.
Pulling off like the layer on top.
Like legitimately partaking, ingesting, enjoying the delights of a delectable cardboard.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah, so I resorted to wood. Normally, we don't do, like, wood. Because what they have in their coop, their upper room, because it's built for summer, is just, like, a bunch of almost, like, perch bars put together. So it's, like, an opened, you know, like, when you're building a house and you have all the boards that go across to hold up the floor.
Yeah.
It's like that, but for chickens, so they're much closer together. And so that way they have lots of circulation. There's circulation that comes in through the roof. And so I just put these big slip sheets of cardboard over them that I get. My dad picks up for me. And so never had a problem. They're just plain brown cardboard, no design, nothing that I would think would attract them. But this, both of them, actually, the Rhode Island Reds, and then we have a mixed coop of mixed breeds, is they ate it. So I resorted to wood. So that's fun. But anyway, other than chickens, I ordered, I'm doing plugs this year for this spring garden, spring and summer garden, because I'm too busy to babysit all the little seedlings from start to finish. I'll probably do some, but I'm too busy to babysit all of them. So if I can, and some of them I really struggle with. So I ordered plugs, which I'm super excited about. So we'll see how that goes. I'll report back next year how that turns out. But I'm very, very excited about that. And then, of course, working on the article, such a fun topic. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure. And then, yeah, Christmas, enjoying Advent, our Advent lessons, the activities, just a sweet time with the family. It's not gone like I thought it would. Like, it's not been anything like Christmas is in the past, but it's still, like, this has been a Christmas of...
It's been an unexpected journey.
Yeah, it's been wild. Hospitality, which has been super great. Some unexpected hospitality, but it's been really, really fun. But it's not been like our Christmases of the past, but it's still been fun. And then preparing to hit the ground running with some side job activities in the new year.
Yep.
Well, the new official year. Of course, we know. If you missed it in Melinda's episode, the Advent season and Christmas, all that kicks off the new year to the church calendar, but the new, what the, you know, everyone would call according to the calendars, the new year. So,
yep.
Preparing for that. Other than that, just normal tasks and things. So.
Nice.
Yep. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a pretty much copy paste, I feel like, of yours. But I don't have chicken, so it's been trying to get the store.
I forgot about that.
There's been a lot of content creation and stuff for that. And
is that the second job?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, third job.
Yeah. And some I'm trying to think. So I'm trying to think about since last we talked. I would say, I got all of my designs uploaded.
Which I was super excited about. And they're out.
I didn't get it done on Friday when I thought I was going to get it done.
No.
Because, again, this has been a very unexpected month full of unexpected events.
Yeah.
But I did get it done last week. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last week. And... it's been really fun to see the store kind of take off and bless the community. So that's been really enjoyable. The Lord's been really gracious, in that. I'm reading right now Wodehouse. So, I love Wodehouse, and Nancy Wilson had mentioned in our interview with her, a Wodehouse book was her favorite. One of the ones was her favorite was Code of the Woosters.
Mm.
And I hadn't read that yet, so I'm reading that right now and enjoying it immensely. As well as Prayer Changes Things by Andrew Sandlin. Our pastor recommended that. And then my family started reading it, and then they were like, oh my word, this is so good. And I keep hearing it's convicting. And so I decided to pick it up, and it is indeed convicting, is what everyone says.
Nice.
So that's been fun. And then just prepping for the article, which I'm super excited about my topic. It's been pushing me to think deeply. So it's been fun.
Awesome. Yeah. That's always fun when, we get our assignments, and it's you get to take a deep dive into your learning as you're going along. And so, of course, it's always like, you have to decide, how deep am I going to go?
Yeah.
What rabbit trails am I going to go down, if any?
Well, you have a word limit. So that's been, it's funny. It's really caused me to have to be concise and very clear and articulate, because the minimal words is causing me to be just punchy. Quick, like, just get to your point.
Yeah, and learning to how to summarize all that you've learned as you're diving into the topic.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Which is a good skill to have, I feel like.
Absolutely. So, speaking of learning, how we've been doing, if you missed it, in the Christmas episode with our parents a while back, we talked about how our sweet father writes an Advent for us every year.
That's been really good this year.
Oh, yeah.
Title, O Come Emmanuel.
Yeah, we were praying about it, like, just, you know, asking the Lord to give him wisdom and discernment. Mm-hmm. And for the wild year that it's been an amazing year, but a wild, wild, crazy year. It's flown by in so many ways. But it was like, all right, Lord, here we go to, you know, for this year, what's going to be the Advent? What's going to be the theme? Yeah. Give our Father wisdom, discernment, and just the Lord has really blessed, I think, that time. But what's something you've learned from that? Or just appreciated?
Yeah, so one of the things I've learned, and this has been a real... So it's been the Advent, yes, but I feel like the Advent kind of put an emphasis on what the Lord was already trying to teach me.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe vice versa. The Advent got me thinking, and then other things I've listened to have put an emphasis on the Advent. It's more so the second one, because I think we started Advent before. But what's been really, and I feel like this goes back to even our, I forgot what we titled it, but I think it was Truth, Courage, and the Gospel.
Oh, sure.
Episode. Since that point, actually going back to since the murder of Charlie Kirk. It's really just been interesting to see what the Lord has been trying to teach our family as a whole, but then especially within my own self of like, I'm not living for myself. Mm. And I was listening to a very great talk. I'm finally getting to the Grace Agenda. I haven't gotten to the men's talk yet. I got to the women's talk. So I'm listening to the men's talks now. And Andy Wilson had a particular talk called The Clause of Providence.
Okay.
And it was a very great talk. I encourage everyone listening to go listen to that discussion that Andy talked about, or that talk that Andy did on Narnia. Mm-hmm. And but it really got me thinking, and just the Advent as a whole and how this Advent season in particular has been going. It really has been interesting. And it's funny. It's one of those things where I could explain it, but if I explained it, it wouldn't really make sense. But let's just say that the Lord had other plans for us this Advent season than what we intended. But I wouldn't trade it. But it just caused me to step back and think. So one of the points that ND was making is mm-hmm. that if you look at, and I feel like I should give a quick caveat here for all of our listeners. Okay. We are not Moscow worshipers. So I feel like that needs to be said. We've brought them up before in the podcast, but it's not like we're just idolizing the Moscow. And we've had several women on. But I just want to give the caveat that we're not, it's not like we're idolizing them in a weird way of like, they're our standard. Like we're still right. holding the biblical, we're still keeping our biblical worldview on our biblical mindset. And we're not just consuming everything that they say. Our whole thing that has been with Moscow is that, since the beginning, what we've seen with them is that what we hear from them more often than not has made us feel less crazy, which is, I think Douglas Wilson has mentioned, has been his whole point in what his he does.
Mission, yeah.
And so, when we started listening to them, and especially, the What Have You podcast back when we were back in what, like 2018, us girls have just not stopped. And, then of course, Canon has grown since then. And anyway, so I just wanted to give the caveat that what we appreciate about them is that they're trying to walk the talk.
Yeah. And too, it's we have our own biblical convictions. We form right. our own biblical convictions. And what I appreciate about it is that from scripture, they're showing what they believe, like why they believe what they believe, and then are living it out. And so I can go from scripture, then research yeah. it and be like, okay, I agree here. I don't agree here. Or yeah, I agree. I see that. I follow that argument. And that would be a conviction of mine too. So I just say, yeah, you should always, no matter who it is, have a biblical worldview on. I mean, our dad tells that even like during Advent, he's like, keep me honest. If yep. you hear something that you're like, whoa, 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 that's not what this says.
Be like a Berean.
Be a Berean, yeah. study the word. decipher. So yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, going, but I just wanted to give that caveat there because I don't think we've given that caveat on the podcast before. So I wanted to give that caveat. We admire what they're doing. We love our sisters in Christ that we've interviewed thus far from Moscow. They've been phenomenal. So again, no condemnation from us regarding what they're doing.
Oh no, it's great. Yeah.
We just wanted to give the caveat. We know there are some Moscow worshipers. And so we wanted to just say, we're not amongst them. We just appreciate them as sisters in Christ and think that we can learn a ton from them. And we have.
Well, that would just be idol worship. So
yeah. Yep. Yeah. So don't do that. But anyway, but I was listening to the talk by going back to, Andy Wilson. I feel like I'm doing that thing that, PG Woodhouse talks about. He's like, it's really important how you tell a story to get it right the first time. Oh, like yeah. Totally going on all these different rabbit trails. He would not be pleased with me right now.
The story, but anyway, at hand.
Yes. So, and in his talk, he was describing the different characters and how, if you notice in each book, of the Narnia series, C.S. Lewis is, working on a particular character,
mm-hmm.
and, he is making them into a good character.
Gotcha.
And so, he's walking through, and one of the points that he makes is that, he gets to, Shasta.
Mm-hmm. Love and, that story.
Yeah. And the horse and his boy, which I know is some controversy of who likes the horse and his boy and who doesn't. It is our family's, one of our family's personal favorites.
Yeah.
That, and I think the Magician's Nephew.
Oh, excellent.
So we understand that there's some controversy regarding that, but if you read it, there is so many wonderful, wonderful, scripture references there about how God interacts with his characters, how God interacts with his children. And it is, oh, it's just so good. Anyway, but the point is that, he was bringing up how, if you notice that Aslan mm-hmm. has been preparing Shasta to be a good king, like throughout his whole life, you know, and there's that wonderful quote, I was the lion that pushed the basket. I was the lion that
I love that quote.
Chased you in the forest. I was the lion that, yeah. And so he was preparing Shasta to be a good king.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he had to be sold into slavery. That is why he had to go through all this hardship, was because he needed to be a good king.
Yeah.
And along with that, Erebus, mm-hmm. similar, she had to go through this journey with him mm-hmm. in order to be a good queen.
Mm.
So, you know, they marry in the end. And so they had to go through these hardships, these trials in order to be good people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that struck me was, yes, that was for the refinement of them. So totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think through as it pertains to our life. One of the trials, and we've been talking about Christ's birth with our Advent and all of the, really the violence and the hardship that was in the Christmas story. Like if you think about it, it is a violent story. It's a glorious story. Like
no,
the
Esther,
King of Kings
has come.
No, it's
a sweet baby in a manger.
No.
Sweet smelling
hay. No. No. Anyway. And so, you know, and like Herod is completely wicked. Like one of the things that our dad pointed out, and if you look in scripture, it's completely true. He knew exactly who Christ was. He knew who this person was. I think he called them the Christ.
Yeah. And then even like something he pointed out that I hadn't necessarily thought of before, Herod, who thinks he's like a god, you know, this
yeah.
great gift to mankind, is going to kill who he knows to be the Son of God.
Yep. He knows it. And yet he's like, this guy has to die. And so much so, I'm going to kill everyone that's like, I'm going to kill all the baby boys that's a toddler and down.
Hmm.
Because this guy has to be wiped out. And so there's a lot of wickedness going on around the Christmas story. And so there's a lot of trial that is happening. So Mary and Joseph are constantly having to flee. And so all of this has just been kind of circling through my mind. And it culminated when I listened to this talk, and it really caused me to like step back and think like, yes, the trials that happen are for my refinement. But when I was thinking about the story of Shasta, he needed to be a good king in order to serve the people. well.
Mm-hmm.
In order, he needed to be a good king for the people.
Yeah.
And so when I was thinking about our lives, I was like, and I've been really thinking through too, especially with our Advent season, about being selfless and serving and dying daily for others, loving others as yourself. And especially too, it's been hitting home as we've been now reading the New Testament. That is really something that Paul likes to hone in on, is loving others. Unity, peace, and that gets hard. Like it's hard when then someone does something and you need to overlook it, but that's what we're required to do. And now if there's legitimate sin and it's been going on for a while, out of love for that, this is where then the love gets hard as well, is that you need to confront. But that's another subject for another day. But what I was thinking through was that the trials that happen in my life, all the different stories that the Lord now is culminating into the book of my life.
Yeah.
My life is ultimately not for myself. It's not for my fulfillment.
Yes.
My life, all the events that have been happening, all of the trials that are occurring, all of the hardship, the pain, the sorrow, the joy, the feasting, everything is culminating so that way I can be a good side character. I can be a good leader. I can be a good sister. I can be a good mom. I can be a good whatever is going to happen in my future. Like, it's all for a future plan that doesn't necessarily, that isn't necessarily going to be for my benefit. It will be for my benefit. It ultimately is going to be like the Lord is perfecting me, right? Now, obviously, we don't believe that you can reach perfection until you die. But the Lord is refining me, constantly removing the dross from me as I grow in him, mm-hmm. which is what you should do as a Christian, which is what is happening to you if you are a Christian. But it just caused me to think, like, my life ultimately here on this earth is not for me.
Yeah.
My life is for someone else. My life is to spur on someone else. My life is to serve this person so they can go do what they need to do. My life is not my own. And I think that gets forgotten all the time. Like, I even do it. And it's really been something that the Lord has been convicting me about this Advent season, is that my life is not my own. And the sooner you learn that, the less hardship, the easier it's going to be to endure the hardship, the easier it's going to be, because you realize that if you're coming at your day in and day out with a mindset of, how can I be served today? How can I get my to-do list done? How can I get it to where I can just sit in my cozy pajamas and watch my favorite show tonight? How can I get it to where I can just sit down and curl up with a book? How can I, you know what I mean? And if you come at your day from that mindset, you're going to be 10 times out of 10 disappointed with your day.
Well, yeah. And then it's a perpetual cycle of our next thing. I'm not happy. I need this to bring me joy. I need this to bring me happiness, contentment. And I think that's where you see all of the then, like, mommy pep talks accounts on Instagram, or, you know what I mean? Like, and they're like, are you struggling with joy in the mundane? And it's like, if you're struggling with that, if women just in general, if you are struggling with happiness, contentment, it could be a sin you need to go get right. Most like it is a sin you need to get right, because you probably have your eyes on yourself. And so I think that's an important thing, because, I mean, if you're talking about the Christmas story, talk about who didn't have their eyes on themselves, who came to serve and save others. Mm-hmm. It's Christ. I mean, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And, you know, we always talk about he was despised and rejected, but that was one of the lessons we walked through. And just literally let that sink in, that the Word,
yep.
right? The Word that was in the beginning at the creation of the world came as he's still fully God, but then fully man in such a humble way and through the, like, unlikeliest of families, You know what I mean? Like, but then
can
also
good come out of Nazareth?
Yeah, but yeah, and then where he was born and just the story, and but then also a testament to Mary's faithfulness as well. Like, and I know we've talked about that before, but it kind of hit home, the humility of Christ, and then also just the faithfulness that started with Mary obviously being a faithful woman of the word. I mean, the Magnificat was just littered with so many
magnificent
Old Testament, I see what you did there, allusions and all of that. And so, yeah, just the everyday faithfulness, and then also not thinking that you're all that, like, you are not God's gift to humanity. You are an image bearer, but you're not the greatest thing that's happened in this world. So,
yeah,
the greatest thing that's happened in this world is why we're celebrating Christmas.
Don't be a Mr. Collins.
Oh, yeah. But that is, I think, would you say that's where kind of we're getting lost? Like people, especially in our society today, in a world of like,
or I guess a Lady Catherine de Bourgh more so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm distracted. But yeah, would you say that's kind of then where our society is going awry? Like, you have all the people that are trying to get the most clicks, the most views. Like, they're searching for some sort of fulfillment through money, being known by the world, you know, having the most high, lofty thoughts that are out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was, I'll give my point by an example.
Okay.
In order to spare said person and not gossip, I will not give a name. But we knew somebody a while back, and I remember we were talking to them about their day, maybe, where they brought this up. They just brought this up randomly, but they were like, we're going to go to the movies tonight. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. My husband's going to take me to the movies, and this is what I look forward to every week, is the movies. It gives me some, I like going to the movies on Tuesday nights because it gives me something to look forward to.
Mm.
And you're like, what? Like, I enjoy myself a good movie, but what? And I remember I was younger when I heard this, but I just remember thinking, like, that is sad.
Yeah.
That it really, like, your fulfillment is, you are so easily pleased by a Tuesday night trip to the movies.
Yeah.
And popcorn. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just step back for a minute and think about what kind of a world you're living in.
Wow. You're living in. I agree. No.
Just step back and think about what kind of a world you're living in.
Correct.
Like, yeah. Honestly, I mean, we live in a world where there is a sunset every night. Yeah. That you get to enjoy.
Yeah.
There is, I mean, you and I were just hearing a talk earlier today. There is such a thing as a sea cucumber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there is such a thing. And there is such a thing as, I mean, goodness, there's such a thing as the chicken. Like, just think about the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Only wings. Nothing to, like, it has to bend over to eat off of the ground. And it digs with its feet.
Yeah.
And it can fly.
It can sing, quote unquote.
Yeah, it sings a song whenever it lays an egg.
And it lays eggs.
And it lays eggs that you get to eat.
It's amazing.
And you're like, and they go broody.
Yeah.
Like the broody stage is really funny. Yeah. They molt, which is hilarious. They lose all their feathers. Yeah. But I mean, just like, and you're so easily satisfied by a trip to the movies.
Yeah.
And so, but then it, if you step back, so it's easy to dog on that, to harp on that, like, oh, well, I'm going to point my finger, bad person. But then when I think about like myself, I'm like, what am I looking forward to day in and day out that I'm seeking joy and fulfillment in that is just going to ultimately dissatisfy me in the end? Because my focus wasn't on, I'm going to find joy in Christ today, and I'm going to find joy in serving others. I'm going to find joy in watching others be blessed. Like, that's where my focus is. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be like a Samwise Gamgee side character, you know what I mean? And spur people, or like a Gandalf, and spur people on. And it's like, are you finding your joy in that? But it's like, no, we'd rather, it's easier to be satisfied by the trip to the movies. It's easier to be satisfied by being the main, the focal point, like waking up and thinking, I'm amazing. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, and it's just, it's, and the people that are longing, that are looking at their lives day in and day out with, how can I be satisfied today? Like, am I, like, are you, like, what's the first thing you think about when you wake up? Are yeah. you thinking about like, oh, today I get to go to a party.
Now you can.
I get to go to church to, you know, have all these conversations where people ask me how I'm doing, where people ask me, you know what I mean? Or like, I get to, I don't know. I get to, enjoy a movie tonight. Yeah. I get to, if that's what you first wake up and think about, then you are missing the mark.
And there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things.
Oh, goodness,
enjoying
no.
doing activities with your family, with other people, with friends. Like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying that, you know, because you're happy doing those activities. It's not sinful. But if that's all you're living for, if it's not like, you should be waking up and the first thing you're thinking about is, well, I would just encourage pray first thing when you wake up. Like, mm-hmm. that should be your first. I think I heard that on a sermon somewhere or something. Anyway, but that should be your first thing. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with taking pleasure in activities in this world. God right. gave us so many wonderful gifts to enjoy, his way of, you know, bringing happiness and so many wonderful things that he's created. But yet you should not be living for that. You should be laying down your life daily for the people, serving other people. And I think that's a big thing too, in families where it can kind of go wrong, is that I think mothers get so caught up in motherhood, you know, just the everyday activities, tasks, and goals, that they miss out on the people in front of them. Like,
or even if you're single and you're like just waiting around, like you talked about in your article, waiting around lazily for
yeah.
just that wonderful man to show up, and you've, you know, you're just dreaming of that day and you're wasting your time dreaming. It's like, there are people in front of you.
Yeah. And I think
that need you to see them and need you to love on them. Like, they're, you're a part of a body of Christ. And so you need to be doing your part
and know their likes and dislikes, know how to bless them, like study them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's a good test. Like, this Christmas Day is a great test to see, like, how well do you know your people?
Yep.
Like, if you struggled finding a gift, you're failing in some area.
Yep.
If, now, there are people that are hard to buy for it. You're like, well, that's a, you know, I can't get that for you. It's, you know, so there are people that are hard to shop for, but you should be able to have studied them, to have loved them enough, to have cared for them, to have served them, to find out how they're actually doing, what are their likes and dislikes. Like, that should be pretty easy.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, this broke for them this year and they really liked that thing that they had, so I'm going to buy them a new one. Or, I noticed that this particular job that they do all the time, or this particular craft that they do, or this particular skill that they are building, this tool would make this a lot easier for them, so I'm going to buy them this. And it's like, oh my word, how did you know?
Yeah.
It's like, because I observed you.
And too, I think the humility aspect just is a big one. We were reading about that in Philippians today. And just if you actually think about the humility of Christ, once again, how he yeah. came, he like served in unbelievable ways, so patient. And just the fact that too, like, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He came to save us, to bear the punishment that we deserved. And then one day he's going to have us be kings and queens with him. Like,
yeah.
we're going to be a crown upon his head and rule alongside. Like, when you talk about amazing grace,
Oh my word.
I know that's trite, but if, like, think about that.
Like, even think through, like, we are the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, so if you think about it in those terms, it's like, wow. So how are you serving your husband then today?
Yeah.
Of, like, the husband of Christ. And so, but if you're thinking through, like, okay, are you attractive to your head then? Are you an attractive crown? Like, or are you looking through, like, how can the head serve me as the crown today? Like, well, that's backwards. The crown is supposed to make the head look good. So are you serving today? Are you serving Christ today? And that's your ultimate. If you're serving Christ, you're serving everyone else you need to be serving. So serve Christ. And again, I'm not original with this, but I heard a wonderful sermon. The pastor was preaching on Luke 1. And he made the point of, are we, again, going back to waking up in the morning, are you waking up in the morning responding like Mary, Lord, behold your maidservant?
Mm.
And honestly, that's just something that we need to think through. And it is a very good encouragement during the trials and during the hardships and when things don't go according to your way. It really, like, it shows you what you've been grasping at. And the Lord's like, pry your hands open. Like, you don't understand. You're grasping at the seed, but I'm trying to show you. Like, let me show you. If you put that seed in the ground, it'll be painful to release it at first, to watch it go into the ground, and to have faith that it is going to come up as a plant. But if you trust me, I'm going to take that seed from you. I'm going to put it in the ground, and you get to watch my works displayed. And so it's, to bring it back full circle, is all these little moments are seeds being planted in the ground that you have to trust God that, yes, this plan didn't go according to my way. Yes, this is a really hard trial. Yes, this is a hard hardship. Yes, this is a very sorrowful moment in my life. But at the same time, like what Aslan did with Shasta, are we believing that the hand of God is moving here and it's working and it's mm-hmm. doing things behind the scenes that we don't know how this is all going to work out in the end, but we do know it will be magnificent. It will be glorious and it will bring glory to Christ. And ultimately our life will be a reflection and it will be a crown upon the head of God.
Yeah.
So are we living our lives believing that day in and day out? And if we do believe that, truly believe that, then when the Lord requires the seed from our hands, we won't have any qualms about putting it into the ground.
Mm. And that is, it's that kind of mindset too, that will ultimately accomplish great things for the kingdom.
Mm.
Like, because going back to the Christmas story, it's if you look at the characters all throughout, you have Anna, you have Simeon, of course Joseph and Mary, Joseph being a just and righteous man. That's not something that happened overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That was practiced again and again and again, played out in real physical ways of obedience after obedience after obedience.
Well, as Dad pointed out in the Advent, you know, you see approximately 1 to 3 years of Jesus's life in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nothing besides when he was 12. There's that one little story
in the temple.
Yep. Yeah. And then nothing. And so you're like, that's roughly 27 years that you don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was bringing that up to say, it's not recorded. We don't know what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly he would still be being raised. And so it's really, he brought it up as a really good point, a really good reminder of, this is day to day, nose to the grindstone, faithful obedience
yeah.
that is happening here. And so what are we cultivating day in and day out? What seeds are being planted day in and day out? What kind of a person are we developing into day in and day out? Because all the little decisions culminate into your being, your personhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you absolutely refuse to obey Christ and to obey him and to trust him that, Lord, this plan did not go as I wanted, but you are King, you are God, you are just. I will rejoice in you always, regardless of what happens today. I will find joy in it. I will truly rejoice in you. And I will take on a humble mindset of serving others today, not looking for my fulfillment, but looking for others' fulfillment. And I will enjoy watching you be at work. Then your life is going to look so different 10 years down the road, even a year down the road, than it would if you were to just live for the Tuesday night movie.
Yeah.
And you will be a different person. And so it's a beautiful experience. And in turn, what's hilarious about it is you walk away more fulfilled.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like the thought of the first will be last and the last will be first.
Yes. It's a wonderful paradox and irony there of the fact that in not looking for your fulfillment, you will be fulfilled.
Yeah.
If you're seeking for the blessing of others and edifying others and, ultimately obeying Christ, no matter what, like you're, response is always yes, Lord. And it won't always be. I mean, you're going to fail, but if you're striving for and pleading with God and asking him to help you to do his will, to obey him, to trust in him, to serve him, he will fulfill that because that is his will. So the Lord will give you the desires. The Lord will answer the desires of your heart when they are his desires. And if you're a Christian, you will be asking for Christ's desires for you. And so he's going to answer that. And so, it's really just glorious to watch that unfold. Cause I think it's been mentioned before. One of the things, so when we moved into the house that we live in currently, it was a very unexpected Advent season and it had its own troubles.
If you want to talk about it before, check out the Christmas video.
This one is a close second, but,
No floods.
Praise God. No floods. But it has felt very similar to that one.
Yeah.
But I would say this has been probably the most fruitful Advent season.
Yeah. Well, I was telling, someone the other day, I was like, I didn't think that I was holding on. Like, I didn't think I had like a, no, Lord, not these. Like, don't take away my Advent activities. I didn't think I had that mindset, but it was just funny. That was like, even still, as fun as that is, as fun as that time is with the family, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a gift. It's a beautiful, wonderful gift, but you still look at me.
Yeah. Don't hold on to the traditions of men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been very interesting. It's been really a good reminder too, because there are several people around us that are going through really difficult, hard trials.
Mm.
And people that we know of, maybe not are near us, but that are dear friends that are going through really rough stuff right now. And so that is also a great reminder of like, just how can you just be a blessing to others and how can you be an encouragement and learn to be that type of character that is truly saying, here, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me, and mean it. It's not just a tagline.
Yeah. And
you need to mean it. Like he will require that of you.
Hmm.
And so, and even with Paul, Paul is gladly like, I will go to Jerusalem, Lord. I'll die for you. But if you think about it, it's like, if you're in that situation, are you really saying, Lord, I'll die for you? Mm-hmm. Like, truly. When, like, Lord, And then if you're not sure, honestly, ask God, like, Lord, help me to love you with such a passion, such a zeal that I will die for you.
And I think that's where the mindset of the dying daily comes in, because it's almost like, it's not to say that, you know, it's may or may not be required in our day and age that you're persecuted for the faith in that sense, like actually physically die, persecuted, killed, as Charlie Kirk was. But it's the little, they're little trials in comparison, but it's the dying daily that builds. Mm-hmm. And we've used this analogy before, but it's like almost like practicing for, I guess even a better one would be, you have to have soldiers that are trained for the battle. And so ultimately in this battle, though, we know our Christ has already conquered. Like, the battle is won. And now it's just, all right, go proclaim it. Like,
yeah,
go tell people, nope, he's risen. And actually, he's called you to repent.
Yeah.
So repent.
Yeah.
And so that's,
turn from thine wicked ways.
But it is. You have to practice.
Yeah.
And also, I would just encourage, don't be so distracted by the noise around. There's a lot of ways that you will be tempted to be distracted, that things will distract you from doing what the Lord has called you to do. And so that's part of one of the big reasons we wanted to start the podcast, just a lot of ways we've been encouraged by other podcasts, other women, to not be distracted, so especially in our day and age of a lot of, once again, podcasts and all of that, just not... You need to know what's going on in the culture, but then also not be so engrossed in it that you're lost in the weeds, right? So you need to not be, once again, shelter yourself, hide yourself from, know what's going on. But then your source of, what's going to form your convictions, your thoughts, your worldview needs to be the Bible. And of course, then being in a good church community.
Yep.
So, but ultimately your convictions, your thoughts, the thing that you need to be engrossed in the most is the word.
Be in the world, not of it.
Yeah.
And I think it was really great. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but Erica Kirk recently came out and she was like, I'm building. So I cannot be distracted. I don't have the time to be distracted.
Nehemiah.
By all of your comments and all of your, you know, insults and all of your ideas, all of your conspiracy theories. I think that was really a great point. And so are you building to the point where, like, yes, distractions won't, like all these little things that people are like, oh, you know, like, I mean, one now is the Jews. You're like, nope, I am busy building. And as a matter of fact, we celebrate every year the birth of one magnificent Jew. So,
yep.
You know, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to keep building, and you have fun with that over there. And the funny thing is that, guys, if everyone just stopped paying attention to these people, they would have no ground.
Well, that's just, like, it's going back.
You're only feeding it. You're only fostering it. So just stay on the path. It's like, you know, going back to Lord of the Rings, stay on the path. If don't lose your path, this is a forest full of things that will try to dark fog your brain. Yeah. Dark enchantments, going back to Narnia.
Listen to the Joe Rogan Grace Agenda talk. So yes. Very good.
There, the witch is strumming her instruments and throwing her fumes into the fire. And are you going
to
be
trying to change the narrative?
Yep. So, but stay focused, stay clear. And again, in that talk, pain and suffering and trials and hardship are something that really does clear your mind, something that God uses to clear your mind, and as well as feasting. He uses feasting to clear your mind. And so, as a respite to, bring you back to what you know, bring you back to what you love, what you know is true. Just stay focused. What are you going to say? I'm sorry. I think I cut you off.
Well, and it's just out of everything, it's just not helpful. Like, it's not, if you're not building the kingdom anyway, getting, like, now things need to be called out. There's sin that needs to be called out. But yeah, just not letting yourself be distracted by that and distract you from what you need to do.
Yep.
Like, the immortal souls around you are far more important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I have understanding your mission Like,
yep.
Once again, we have such wonderful news, right? You know, these mm-hmm. people are like, basically, it's kind of reminds me of all these people with their podcasts. They're like, I have news. But I'll tell you what, we do have news. Yes, you're supposed to go proclaim the gospel, the news of the gospel. go spread the word. So, yeah. It's just such comfort, like, that our King has conquered.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just amazing if you think about that.
Yeah. And think about the wonderful joy that comes with knowing that you've been bought, and humility, knowing that you've been bought by the Son of God. And he has said, this is my bride. Like, the church is my bride.
Yeah.
The saints are my children. And so you're like, these are mine. These people are mine. And thinking through just what he, not in a man-centered way, like I'm meaning this as a pointing back to God, of like, we get the wonderful, unexplainable blessing of being called by Christ, or being named by Christ. Like, we get to take his name. And so, and it will culminate into the marriage supper of the Lamb. So that's going to be amazing. But honestly, like, do you live in the joy that Christ has put his stamp on you? And so are you representing Christ well? And are you willing to be like him? Like, are you idolizing Christ and willing to be like him in every way and walk with humility and serve and speak the truth?
Yeah.
And mean it.
Yeah. It's funny what happens when you speak the truth. Yeah, but can I close with,
please close with it, Leah.
Philippians, can I have your Bible?
Ta-da!
Okay. This is from Philippians 1, starting in verse 27. We're kind of going to skip around a little bit because there's two parts Esther and I had talked about earlier that were really good. Okay, verse 27. Only live your lives in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, contending together for the faith of the gospel, in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is the sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you. And that too from God. For it has been granted, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same struggle which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Okay, and then also, then in chapter 3. This one's really, really good. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us keep walking in step with the same standard to which we have attained, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his holy glory, by his working, through which he is able even to subject all things to himself.
Boom. Yep.
Humble. Mm-hmm. Humble state. And run worthy.
Christ is Lord.
Yep. Go proclaim that.
Yep. And you are not your own. So live like it.
Go be imitators of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Walk worthy, my friends.
And
keep us honest too. Have us walking worthy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah. And just be, you know, willing to do whatever the Lord calls you.
Mm-hmm. And if you, again, going back to what Lydia says, if you die daily, every day, for the sake of the gospel, then you will die faithfully when the time comes.
And also I heard a very wise person say that if something going back to what we've talked about before too, not fearing nothing except for God, mm-hmm. having that that healthy fear and respect, that comes by knowing the word of God.
Mm. Yep.
It's like, I know the standards that my Lord has set. I know his word.
And you can't help but obey.
Yep. Yep. So
bingo.
With that, enjoy the rest of your Advent season, everyone. Have a very...
What? Sorry, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Don't forget to say, happy Advent.
Yes.
Wherever you are. It is, honestly, I don't know. It's been super fun to do that. People's reactions. We actually just have a good, somebody asked us about it, which is great.
We scared that poor lady.
But it was fun. It was fun to try to explain it. So, yeah. Tell everyone happy Advent, and you do not know what kind of reaction you'll get. I think we've gotten many different reactions. So it's been encouraging. It provides great conversation.
Yeah.
Makes you stick out weird. Walk in the joy of the Lord regardless.
Yes.
Tell people happy Advent. Feast heartily.
Enjoy the 12 days of Christmas.
Yep.
Which actually comes after Christmas.
Enjoy this respite.
Yep.
Of feasting and serving and giving. And prepare because the new year is coming. And goodness knows what's in store.
Yeah.
In the worldly terms, the New Year's coming. The New Year's here, but
2025 was a... Started with a bang.
Ended with a bang.
The whole year was just...
A bang.
It's a good bang, though. It's amazing. Yeah. Learned a lot, for sure. Yeah, so go enjoy feasting with your people, mm-hmm. and keep building.
Yep.
Do not be distracted.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's a cold world, that rabbit hole.
Be in the world, but not of it. Yep. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The cold world, that rabbit hole.
We have like 12 endings.
It's like the Lord of the Rings. It never ends. It never ends.
Everyone, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Feminine Glory Podcast. This is the part of the podcast where we're supposed to tell you to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. or just subscribe to Apple Podcasts, but particularly YouTube. So there you go. You can smash those buttons and
or you don't have to. If you find us boring, if you don't like us, you can just not do that and not visit this podcast again. It's up to you. Would you rather
so
to listen or not to listen, to subscribe or not to subscribe?
That's the question.
Yep. So you can pick. We'll leave it open.
Yes.
You can subscribe. We like YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it hosts our podcast. So.
And YouTube would like us to ask you to do this. So.
So there you go. We asked. So you can do that. Do that what you will.
We'll see you on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows? All right. Bye, guys.